Well, we've turned the mics back on and we are radio entrepreneurs streaming to the world, streaming the stories of entrepreneurship. I want to thank the whole team, Chris Gerald, Nathan Gobes, what a job they've done. And especially for those who haven't showed up, showing up at our Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe, which we run every quarter. Great job. We were maxed out and it was just a great topic. Thanks, guys. And our next guest is Richard Connolly, founder of iCornerstone Inc. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, despite the weather.
So tell us about iCornerstone.
Well, it's a company that started 30 years ago, and its intention then was to make sure that homeowners were not ripped off by contractors. As time went on...
Isn't that epidemic?
Well, it is a universal problem. I travel extensively.
And I have a property in Florida. It's unbelievable there.
And what's the difficulty?
Overquote, underdeliver, shoddy work, yeah. Different materials. I mean, what do you want to say? You know, wrong, yeah. Bad crews.
Yeah, I've heard all of those complaints before. So what I did was start a company that was quite successful in the beginning, and we did very well, and provided a unique service that had not been thought of previously. And what we did was empower consumers to take on any building or remodeling project in a way that made sense to them. And the way that we did it was by providing detailed specifications that were so clear and comprehensive that they became invoices when the time came to bill for the work. So it was a way of establishing what I call performance-based payments. But the upshot of it was that what we were trying to do was to... help homeowners avoid the common problems associated with obtaining goods and services from the residential building and remodeling industry. Today, the company is much more advanced than it was 30 years ago, and I am developing an online platform where I can provide this service anywhere in the country.
Wow. So give us a little bit of your history. How did you evolve into this?
Well, I built my house in 1973.
You built it yourself?
Yeah, I built it myself. And the Boston Globe chronicled a 13-part series on how we did it.
You're like this old house.
Yeah, before this old house, 6 years before them. And yeah, it was really interesting. And it was not an easy experience because we ran out of money. And it turned our lives upside down at a time when we really couldn't afford to do that. So after I finished building my house, I said, you know, I actually like this, and I decided to become a general contractor, and that was in retrospect, but in fact, it was a bad thing because I got my clock cleaned. I mean, I've been on the other side of the fence where I've seen what it is to be a provider and to be taken advantage of by consumers. So I didn't make money, and it took me a long time to pay off the debts that I accumulated in the first couple of years. To make matters worse, I had no experience in business whatsoever. I had no traditional family where we had a business family where there was anyone to help me or advise me. The resources were fairly limited.
Good formula for failure.
It's an excellent formula for failure, but it's a wonderful way to learn. You never forget the experience. So I was working at the Boston Globe at the time and running my general contracting business at the same time, and an opportunity came for me to go into high tech. I was in high tech for about 6 years. I learned what machines could do, what software could do, and I was laid off from the job of my dreams and found it difficult to get work. Even though I was only 41 or 42, I don't think that would be the case today, but it was very hard to get work. So the upshot of it was that I said, you know, I really love construction, and the problem with construction is that there's not enough technology in it. So I started iCornerstone in 1988, and I was using a computer to solve the problem, and it worked out beautifully. So as time went on, things went quite well, and 9/11 hit. And I suddenly had no income. I went into teaching for a period of time, and I left that, and then lightning struck. In 2010, Fidelity Investments expressed an interest in acquiring my idea for the business, and they wanted to implement it in a lumberyard chain that they owned. It was called ProBuild, and it had 470 locations throughout the country, and they wanted to develop my idea for those lumberyards, and they were planning on 1,000 projects per year per site, which would have been 470,000 projects per year, and you can only imagine the data associated with it. in addition to which they would have experienced a 15% increase in their bottom line in previously unrecognized revenue. And at the time, in 2009, their revenue then was $3.2 billion, half of what it had been in 2006 because the recession was well underway. So even at $3.2 billion, 15% of that was a staggering amount of money. They decided not to go ahead and do it because they lost $500 million that year. And they were seeing similar losses for the years ensuing. And I said, you know, I think I've heard the voice from the mountaintop. Maybe this is something I should do myself. And I spent the next several years figuring out a way to build the platform and finally develop a 30-year dream that I had had and turn it into a reality.
And so when did you sort of launch?
Well, the actual launching of the platform was in June of last year, but the actual launching of the business was a short time after, in 2011.
And who typically uses the platform? Who are the customers?
People
like me?
It would be homeowners. It's everyone. It's every party involved.
Homeowner.
Yeah, involved in the transaction, including the regulators are a part of it. Professionals like engineers, designers, and so forth, subcontractors, suppliers, virtually everybody who is involved in a transaction is all in the same place. And what makes the platform so different and so effective is that everybody knows what everybody else knows, and you thereby guarantee transparency and accountability.
Interesting. So how do you receive revenue?
The revenue that I receive is by working with my clients for the initial consulting that I do in developing specifications. And since the company is a concept through completion company, we can help them with the construction once it's underway. We charge them an hourly rate for the specifications and design work if I should happen to be doing that. And then we charge a percentage of what they decide to do when the project is underway.
You say we, which I do as well because of my training, my previous training. Is there a we or is it just you?
Well, I'm the main operator, to be sure. But I have several people who work with me as consultants in plumbing, electrical, and heating. And I use them to develop specifications that we then can use with other subcontractors to bid the work. And it's deadly accurate. I love to say that there are three things that I have accomplished in the 30 years that I have been doing this. And I shake my head in amazement that that was possible at all. First of all, we've never once had a client go over budget. And you can't exaggerate.
Shocking in construction.
It is shocking. And you cannot exaggerate the amount by adding in, you know, huge prices, right, or the homeowner won't go ahead. The second thing is that we've never once had a contractor go unpaid without cause or be overpaid. And then I actually have data that shows that the client gets the highest quality at the lowest cost without sacrificing performance.
Right. That's interesting. Richard, can you tell our listeners how people can find you and iCornerstone?
Yeah, the company is small letter I in the word cornerstone, CORNERSTONE.com. And they can go onto the website, they can register, and I am providing the first phase of the platform for free. It's called the Consumer eFolio Project Organizer in Property Profile. And they can use that as long as they want. They can invite people to see what they put up. And it's free and it's unprecedented in the industry.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Again, for all our listeners, we've been speaking with Richard Connolly, founder of iCornerstone, Inc. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show. I'm also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, building leadership success. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.